across Kilkenny and Carlow. KCLR.
Okay, you're very welcome back. It is, of course, Friday afternoon. KCLR lunch here live today from Matt the Miller's Rhythm and Roots Bank Holiday weekend, of course. Right across the country is the Bank Holiday weekend. We're looking forward to that. The weather, we're not so sure about the weather. Owen, you were saying it's going to be shocking weather for the weekend.
Well, how I know it's actually quite breezy is it'll throw me around the road, so, yeah. You know.
Your hair came in, when you came in today, it was so breezy, your hair was very flamboyant.
Very flamboyant, yes, it still is.
It was very flamboyant. I wouldn't be recommending Eddie to go out in it now for too often, would you?
Oh, no, Eddie'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah, serious
need
trouble.
More gel.
Yeah. Just a little bit more gel. Okay, it's a Friday, lads. We all ready for this. Ken, how are we fixed? All looking good?
You start the show.
Isn't it impressive, the sheer amount of multitasking that's going on at the moment?
I know, it's incredible, isn't it? We've got cameramen, we've got microphones left, right and centre. We've got loads of videos on this, and we should be up and set for
it. And isn't it all a bit unnecessary, really, when you think about it?
It's all about the music, Owen. You're right. It's all about the music. So I tell you what, Martin is back at bass. Martin, you know what to do. Kick us off with Jukebox Jewelry. All right, as you know, every week around 2:30 here on KCLR Lunch, we have Jukebox Jewelry, 3 brand new songs of the week. And as I said already, I was saying it to Eddie earlier on, Owen, that this was a tough week for new music. There wasn't much released.
We had the shortest meeting on Wednesday, John. That's all I'll say.
We started at 10:30 and we were out by 10:31. Very little new music at the moment. But we got 3 new songs anyway that were sorted. So we all know how it works. Pete, you're new to it. Pete Fagan is joining. How are you, Pete?
How are you? Good.
Listen, you're my... step into that. You know how these microphones work. Yes. Listen, how are you getting on? You've got you're telling me about some new album, new material that's coming out.
I have an album with a band called Edison's, and my own solo album's coming out in September.
All right, okay. Yeah. If you had told us earlier in the week, we couldn't have your song on the album in Jukebox Jewelry, you see.
We'll have it
next week.
It's not new anyway.
Pete promoting the new stuff. Anyway, Pete, listen, you're one of the judges, a guest judge this week. Ken and Eddie are going to be with us as well. It's just as well we're not in videotape because they're very busy this week, aren't they? Ken, all sorted?
I'm in great form, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's kick off with the first song this week from Jukebox Jewelry. The song is called Dream Lover. This is new from The Vaccines. That is the first song this week in Jukebox Jewelry. It's The Vaccines with a brand new single. It's called Dream Lover. Eddie, we're going to go straight to you on that one. That's
I was really listening.
Yeah, it's a bit of a slight difference, that one, though, isn't it, for us?
Yeah, it is. For us, anyway, on Jukebox Jewelry, definitely different. Yeah. Do like it. Very alternative. Great radio song.
Good radio song, actually, yeah.
Just come out this week.
That's all.
Yep. Anywhere in the charts yet?
Nowhere in the charts.
I'm not going to mention the whole number one thing again because I got slated.
You got slated with the old Jess Glynn song, all right, yeah, fair enough.
But it didn't go to number one,
No, you didn't go to number one, no. No, it did go to number one.
In the UK. Different country.
We've seen the top of the pops over the last 40 years when it was going, it doesn't count anymore. So the vaccines then, out of 5, Eddie?
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
3.5, not too bad.
Over, yeah, we're having all kinds of video. I'm good this week. I'm good with the vaccines too. Got to give them a spin on the show during the week and love it. I will say, yeah, love it. Love it in terms of scores. Not quite a 5. I can see it being a good kind of festival type number. You're talking Kaiser Chiefsy, Strokesy, maybe. It's going to go for a 4 for me.
Yep, excellent, 4 for you. Okay, Owen. Listen, your thoughts on that one? Brand new music this week from the Vaccines.
Yeah, I like it. It's different from them. They're normally known for their really quick songs, about a minute and a half long. It's kind of a slower number from them. I like it. Give it a 3.
It's got a bit of edge and a bit of body in it.
A little bit of body in it, yeah.
3 from Owen. Pete, our guest judge this week, Pete Fagan, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. It's at least rock and roll, at least, so...
You like that?
I like
kind of
anything
stuff.
That's rock and roll on the
Bubblegum Pop is not your forte,
yeah,
I would
say. As long as it's not Rihanna or anything, I'm okay with that. Yeah. Is the next song Rihanna?
And she speaks so highly of you, you know.
I know she does, but you know.
She plays these songs as well.
I know, every weekend.
She doesn't do any of my songs, so that's why I don't like her.
She needs a sample of your song. Out of 5, what are you giving
a
Pete?
I'd say about a 4.
4, okay. I like that. I love the Vaccines' last song. The name of it now eludes me for the minute, but I love the Vaccines' last song. It was good and fast, it was upbeat, and it was a kind of in your face kind of song. That song, I like it. There's a certain kind of roughness to it,
like
that I like.
Jack White kind of a
There's a bit of an, as I said already, there's a bit of an edge to it, so I kind of like that one.
It sounds a bit like Elbow.
Between Elbow and Muse. That's what I'm thinking of, a bit of that. So I'm actually giving that a high score of 4.5 this week. I quite like that song. Let's move on to the next song. That was the Vaccines. Our next one, we've already played, and we've been playing their one recently, Firestone. But Kygo, I heard last week, he's only 21 years of age, this guy. He's remixing stuff left, right, and centre. Yeah, 21 years of age is all he is. This is called Stole the Show. It's his brand new single. Have a listen to this on Jukebox Jury this week.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching as the credits all roll down, and crying, you know we're playing to a full house. No heroes, villains, one to blame. While wilted roses fill the stage, and the thrill is gone. Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end, for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on. We used to have it all, but now's our curtain call. So hold for the applause, oh, 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 oh. And wave out to the crowd and take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go, but at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
Kygo, that is the next one. That's the new one from his last one, which was Firestone. That's his brand new single. It's called Stole the Show. Eddie, we're going to start with you again on this one. I know, but you have to get used to all this judging.
I'm always first.
You have to get used to this judge. You're going to be a judge next week on Strictly Let's Dance. You know, you're going to be all up right, the walls next week.
I'm judging lately, isn't it?
Yeah, now, Pete made a very good, just during that song, he made a very good statement that this whole kind of Sam Smith thing that's going on at the moment, kind of really slow. Kygo does that slow, and then he kind of builds up a bit.
Yeah, I think it's into that mid-tempo stuff, and I know we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, but a lot of the songs at the moment are all this mid-tempo and a slow build-up, and the whole saxophone trumpet thing is in as well, and Kygo is very different to his last song, but it's a bit slower again.
It's a bit slower, actually.
The vocal-wise, I don't know if you agree with me, it sounded a bit like Will Young for a minute.
Yeah,
I thought it was a bit that Will Youngish.
Because he has a new single out as well, which is coming out, and it's kind of, it's remember that Tom Craft Loneliness song?
Yeah.
And he's got a slow, but it's not a slow, it's a slower version of the dance song, but it's a kind of, that kind of 1950s vibe to it as well. But he does very much, whoever's singing that,
again,
sure
it's back
Kygo.
To this mid-tempo stuff. It's just, whatever it is this year, and you're right in saying what you're saying, Sam Smith and all that, it's I don't know. Maybe that's the way. Is that the way music is going, Pete? You know more.
It is the production.
It is the production. That's the way it's going, isn't it? All right. Okay. Well, out of five, then, Eddie.
I'm going to give it a 4. Actually.
Oh, good score for that. Okay, Ken. We're over to you while you pass over the video, the camera, I should say. Your thoughts on this? You'll be playing this on the frequency. I think you had this already, did you?
No, I haven't been. I was still been giving Firestone a go, but I think with the 4, Eddie's just been too generous.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. I
What?
I know we've been talking about the slow stuff and, like you were saying, the mid tempo stuff that's been coming in and creeping in and creeping in. Firestone is lovely. It's got a real slow build. I can get the mid tempo and appreciate the song for what it is, and it's great. But this one, I think, just kind of takes it down a little bit. Out of a 4 side of things, no, I'll have to give it. It's 3.
Three,
and that's at best a 3.
It's a generous 3.
That's definitely. a generous 3.
Yeah. Owen Carey, your thoughts on that one? Kygo's new single.
Yeah, I have to say I'm going to side with Ken again on this one. More of a champion of Firestone. I know the two songs are kind of neck and neck on the Spotify charts and that, but a little bit too mid-tempo for me. I like it, good vocals, but it's a 3.
A 3, you're giving that one, okay. Pete, your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Yeah,
is it because of the tempo, or what is it that you don't like?
No, I just think it's all too... It's a bit repetitive, it's a bit...
Okay.
For me.
For you. Yeah. Okay.
Did you say, is there saxophone at the end of that?
No, but I was just saying that whole saxophone thing is going on. And it is, there was something kind of that electro stuff coming back.
Yeah, like with Lady Gaga. She did a whole saxophone thing at the end of it. So they're all doing that now. I just think it's kind of, it's too samey for what's happening in the charts, and you can't be safe anymore. You have to do something different. I'd give it a minus 16. I know, I'm joking. I'd say about a 3, and that's just to be.
And again, nice. That's just a generous 3. I'm going middling on this one as well, I have to say. I like Kygo, I like the stuff he does. He's remixed a lot of stuff. He's on a lot of these chill out albums and a lot of the dance chill albums. And the last one he did was Coldplay. He really remixed a version of a Coldplay song, Magic. It was something along the lines of that.
What age did you say he was?
He's only 21.
Amazing.
He's only 21, yeah. But I like what he's doing. But again, I'm with Pete on this, because you can't keep playing it safe all the time. You need to do something different. So I'm going middle of the road on that one. That's only a 3 for me as well for that one. So it's only okay. It's only all right. Let's go for the last one this week. Now, Pete, if you didn't like that one, I don't know if you're going to like this
one.
Is this
Rihanna?
No, it's not Rihanna. Okay. No, it's not Rihanna. It's, I don't know. Owen, I'm not sure. I know he was with the Jonas Brothers, isn't it?
Were they
a Disney thing or something?
They were. I think this is the whole point. He's trying to break out from all of that, as they all kind of tried to do eventually.
Yeah.
So this is his first kind of foray into serious kind of music, if that's what you want to call it. But he's going out on his own, trying to move away from the Jonas Brothers and Disney. So this is going to be an interesting one, yeah.
Well, let's listen to it then, with clear
can
ears.
Can I take a backseat for this one?
No, you have to listen. But let's take a listen to it with clear ears, if you know what I mean. And we won't judge on anything else, only the song, as we should do. This is Nick Jonas. It's his brand new single. It's called Jealous, here on Jukebox Jewelry. There we go. That is Nick Jonas and his brand new single, as he comes away from being in the Jonas Brothers and the whole Disney thing as well. It's called Jealous. Ken, I don't know, can we go to you? Did you burn your mouth?
I absolutely did. fair play to Brendan. I've been hanging for a coffee all day. This is great.
Excellent.
You can even see it here. Look at this.
That's a lovely looking cup of coffee. Listen, tell us, what do you think of that one?
Nick Jonas, no.
No, nothing.
No. Not a fan. I did think it was something completely different at the beginning. I wouldn't know him really from a music point of view. Yeah. Wouldn't be on my radar. That's not exactly my cup of tea. For the moment. Well, I know we've had a couple of these kind of slow burner ones where I haven't really enjoyed them, and then you give them a week's listen or a second week's listen, and you're like, actually, you know what? Yeah, it's, you know, it gives you time to grow.
Okay.
On it. Middle of the road tune again for me though today, so it's another three.
Another three for that one. Okay, for Nick Jonas, that's a three then from Ken. Eddie, your thoughts on that one then, please.
Again, mid tempo. This, here we go again.
Yeah.
It's just this bland mid tempo thing.
Owen made a very good comment, I think, during the week that somebody, there hasn't been a song released like this since Justin Timberlake or something, isn't it, Owen? You were making that kind of comment. But he was mid tempo, but it was more R&B mid tempo. This is just mid tempo pop.
It's actually not a bad song.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's my judgment on it. No, it's not a bad song, but again, I'm keep bringing it up, this mid-tempo. The next artist or band to bring out a good fast song coming into the summer, it's going to go straight to number one. Yeah. Quote me on that, right?
I quote you on that one.
Take no time and date of that. But no, not Jess Glynn, by the way. But again, it's back to this mid-tempo, bland. I think the chicks will like that song.
So, I'm sure we're allowed to say that. Out of five, then, Eddie?
Oh, three.
Three out of five. Pete?
Yeah, I think it's...
you had a good
reminds me of something
it.
Like Taylor Swift or something like that. It seems like it's the same, you know, group of writers all writing for these huge stars in the States. And as far as the song is concerned, yeah, it's probably going to be big in the States, but over here I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't think he hasn't broken into kind of the European...
And there's the other thing as well, I think, in Ireland and the UK, I think we're just a little bit more... We're just a little bit more rock and roll these days.
Okay.
We like our rock bands.
Out of five then, Pete?
Two.
Two, fair enough, yeah. That's grand. That's okay, Owen Carey, you're up next. What do you think of Nick Jonas?
Yeah, you see, I think this is kind of going to be aimed at, you know, people who remember Nick Jonas as part of the Jonas Brothers and the whole Disney thing, and people who grew up with that and are now seeing him kind of move on to his solo stuff and kind of breaking out of that. It's... Yeah, mid-tempo again. I think it'll be a kind of a modest top 20 hit here. As you say, probably a bigger hit in America. I'll give it a three.
Give it a three. All right, okay. I think I'm with everybody on that one. It is what it is. It's going to be a song that'll be knocking about the radio for a little while. Whether we'll have any traction behind it, I don't know. But it's not an offensive song. It's a nice song, as Eddie said. It's just a nice song. But it's like, as Pete said, it's like a lot of different songs that are coming out from the same kind of stock. Thankfully, it's not. And I say the word stock. It's not the same as Stock Aitken and Waterman in the late 80s and the early 90s, where everything was exactly the same. It was the drum beating. If you went out, you heard the song. And it was like one song all night. But it doesn't have. It doesn't even have that Taylor Swift effect, if you know what I mean. It doesn't have that big.
It doesn't have the hook.
It doesn't have the hook. Yeah, it's missing the hook. That's exactly what it's missing. And for that, I'm only giving it a two, which gives it a score of 10. Kygo got 16 this week. So a round of applause, lads. The Vaccines was the winner with 19 out of 25 this week. So there you are. That's it. That's it. Jukebox Jury live from Matt the Millers this week. My thanks as well to Ken. Thank you very much, Ken. To Eddie, who'll be back tonight, 90s Friday night from 7 o'clock to 10. I was going to say at 11. Johnny Barry wouldn't have that at all.
No, not
Pete,
at all.
Playing over the roots, the Kilkenny Roots Festival weekend?
No, we're doing a festival in Kildare.
All right, Edison's okay.
It's
going to be busy.
I'm heading off to Bantry right now.
Excellent. This very minute. Yep. And somebody else was heading off this minute because he's on the air and he has to run up the road to KCLR. You're on for the afternoon, Owen?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Yeah. I wasn't sure which microphone I had there. Yeah, I have to go. I've got to go.
Have you got your skates on? You have, yeah?
I have, yeah, just about.
Well, listen, Owen's on for KCLR Afternoons. He'll be with you from 3 o'clock into 6. I enjoyed that. That was nice, lads. That was nice. Jukebox Jury will have it. As you say, though, I think Eddie is right in this one. The next person to release a fast song with a good hook and a good catch is going to get in there nice and early for one of the big songs.
July.
just a note to Martin as well, if I'm not back up in time, just play a few songs in a row there. It'll be grand, just in case it's traffic.
He has to do a bit of shopping on the way up as well.
Exactly.
So he'll be there when he's there. It'll be grand.
There, exactly.
Thanks very much, lads. Jukebox Jury live from Matt the Millers. It is just around 2:45, and I've been told, yes, we can take a break, and we're back with more after these.
KCLR Lunch
with Meridian Motors Slatey Road Carlow, delivering your new or used BMW in 2015. MeridianMotors.ie.